The holidays are here, and a study that's published in the New England Journal of Medicine says the average American's weight will increase about a pound over Christmas and Thanksgiving, somewhere around there. And if you've been overweight or you are overweight, that could even be more. And we have one of the top fitness experts in all of the nation here with us tonight, Andrea Metcalf. She's a licensed and certified personal trainer, nutritionist, a Pilates and yoga instructor. She was a Trainer of the Year finalist. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you so much. Wow, you make
it sound so exciting.
It is exciting. Well, you know, as exciting as working out is. But no, you have great energy. I met you on the set of Fox. You were doing a little segment, as I was. And you just do some very interesting things. So I thought, let's talk about the holidays. Let's get right into it. So what is the strategy generally going into the holidays, knowing that people, you know, they overindulge?
Well, I think it's because we've got so many parties that are coming up, and that celebration always seems to be center around food. So you've got to have some key strategies in place. You know, be mindful. It's funny because at one point in time, I remember it being 4 to 6 pounds over the holidays. So at least we're getting better since we're already now 65% overweight, that we don't gain as much. But I think we have to think about eating before going out, or, you know, alternating that cocktail with a spritzer, water, not only for the next morning hangover prevention cure, but also for their calories, because they do get up there. You know, it's not just 120 calories a glass. It ends up being 300, 400, 500, 600, depending on what type of cocktail you imbibe in, especially when you get in those nogs.
And the trouble, too, for me at least, is when I have a glass of wine, then my resistance goes down. I come there already with my discipline, right? And all of a sudden, I have that glass of wine, and I'm like, well, maybe we should have dessert. And of course, that whole thing the next day, you're hungrier for some reason, right? When you have that sugar.
That's right. Your blood sugar then levels go up, and then they crash, and you get less sleep. Remember, if we have a glass of alcohol, 4 to 6 hours later, we're probably waking up in the middle of the night.
Right.
Not just going to the bathroom, but then staring at the ceiling. So it slows down our metabolism. There's a lot of poor results that happen, especially in the hormonal space. So I think the key is high protein when you are at those buffets.
So give me some real good examples.
Oh, well, cocktail shrimp are always my favorite this time of year, because like 36 of them, they're 16 calories for two without the cocktail sauce. So you can have a lot of cocktail shrimp.
Sure.
I'd also go for fruits and veggies. They're always at those dipping stations. And just go lighter on the dips.
I was curious. I've got a strategy. I mean, you're the expert, but maybe this is something you could suggest in the future to your clients.
What do you got?
Duct tape.
Yeah.
Just put duct tape over your mouth. Yeah, I would do that. It'd have to be the right kind of situation.
Festive. Maybe they have something festive. Maybe scotch tape makes something like red and green.
Because that's the only thing that's going to stop me.
Well, chewing gum helps.
Ah.
Chewing gum at a party helps. Not
but
only
that's
give
obnoxious.
You fresh. Well, but if you eat mints or chewing gum, that peppermint, you tend to not want to then eat the other things, or they taste funny when you have already gum or mint in your mouth.
Well,
it
is a great idea. And I have a problem, Ben. I wait where the people are coming out of the kitchen. I like
to get the first food. You want to be first in line.
Yeah, and I don't talk to anyone.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a problem.
Well, invite him to the party.
He's taken the social out of social gathering.
Right.
Okay, so if you're gonna do some booze, okay. What, you stay away from eggnog, we all know that. So is it true that dark alcohol is not as good as the like light rum, or what should we be looking at if we're going to have a drink?
I think there's two things. One, stick with your one glass alternating with water. Stick with things that have low calorie or no calorie mixers. And then the other thing I want you to think about is taking, if you do like spirits, let's not even go into brown or white, drink it on ice, so you sip it slower so that you're not just downing it. I mean, shots obviously are not a great idea.
Right, right.
These are great tips.
Okay, so let's talk about the exercise. We're all very busy, and we're even busier during the holidays. There's just a study I read saying that like 68% of all people feel stressed during the holidays and are spending all this time wrapping presents, shopping, doing all these things. When is the best time to exercise? Is there a better time? Morning, noon, night? How do you do it?
Well, I mean, statistically speaking, those people who exercise first thing in the morning are more likely to stay with an exercise program. Your body, however, likes to get exercise between 2 and 3, where our circadian rhythms and cortisol levels are at their highest. But a good thing to do is schedule it. Do it as a group class. Do it as a partner. Mm-hmm. You know, group fitness really locks us into a time and a place and people that we then can kind of make sure that we're showing up. And I, you know, don't skip it to the side.
If you only have a half an hour, you know that you have a morning half an hour. Let's just say you have access to a gym or something. You know, what should you do? Should you skip the cardio and do more weights, a little combination? What would you say?
High-intensity interval training has really gotten us some great results over the years, and the research backs that as well. So we're talking about combining like a boot camp style, weights and cardio. And remember, if you only can do one thing, make sure it's something that you like so that you stick with it. You know, don't push yourself into something that's not fun for you. If you really like running, like you said you do, Karen, then that's your go-to program over the holidays. And if you can get a little bit of weight training or stop and do some lunges or squats and push-ups and sit-ups in between or at the end of your run for 5 to 10 minutes, that's a really good strategy as well.
This
is a stupid question. I admit it, but I'm just curious. Like, is there a strategy of eating? They talk about, like, you know, chew 15 times or 20 times, or is there anything with the fork? Like, lift it 3 times before you put it in your mouth?
They actually have weighted forks that weigh 10 pounds that make it a lot harder
to
get it up.
Oh my
they do.
Gosh.
They sell the weighted forks nowadays. But, you know, seriously, it's really common sense and it's common knowledge that you want to eat more fruits and vegetables, fill up on high nutrient, low calorie foods. And that's all your fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. I call it the no label diet. Anything that doesn't need a label to tell you the nutrition on it, have as much as you want, as often as you want, and you'll never go wrong.
And if you overeat, how bad could it be?
Right. Not if it's those things.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly. Going back to the exercise, I know you are a yoga instructor and you do Pilates. You have a lot of different aspects to your workouts that you help and train people. You know, I'm going to say this. Yoga, I just don't get it. I mean, do you really spend an hour stretching out? Is that, if you have an hour to exercise every day, is that something that's effective? Or is it something that you need to do with in conjunction with another exercise?
Well, I mean, I think the information out there about yoga is that it's a stretching thing. It's actually strength training, and it goes from a forward to backward, front and back. So usually we'll work the bicep and then the tricep if we think of it in strength training ways. And a really good yoga class is going to be have that athletic style to it. Your heart rate is going to give about 120 or higher. It is going to use those muscles for stability and balance. So yes, you can get a great workout from a yoga class, just as a Pilates class. It's a different calorie burn than if I'm doing a boot camp, high intensity, or running interval class or rowing class. But absolutely, bar none, there are many people who just do yoga and are in great physical health, cardiovascular fitness-wise and strength-wise.
So let's just say you're a personal trainer, and you tell our listening audience where people can contact you and where your gym is, just so we get an idea.
So you can always check out my website, AndreaMetcalf.com, for a lot of tips and videos on how to get in shape. But I also am the founder of Studios Fuse, which houses 4 boutique fitness studios under one roof. So we have Iron and Ore Rowing, we have Kick at 55 boot camps, we have Sproing Running and Power classes, and then I own Hang 5 Fitness, where we take surfboards and we do a surf experience class that's really athletic and challenging. And then we also do bar Pilates, which is low impact challenging, and yoga classes. And that lower impact, because I'm in my 50s now, I really embrace.
Great.
I mean, I've been teaching fitness for 35 years when the thong was on the outside and headbands and, you know, music CDs were not available.
Leg warmers, cuts
right?
To say, right?
Oh my gosh. All those things. So I've been doing it a long time, and it just feels better on my body.
So if people, I see them at the health club, and I have been trained, so I know, and I did a bodybuilding competition, so I know a little bit about working out and what's efficient and what's not. Not everything, but for you, tell us why a person could use a personal trainer, because I think a lot of people go into the gym and waste time. Do you think that's the case?
I do think it's the case. I mean,
yeah.
I see it when I'm on vacations and I watch people and what they do, and I'm like, don't do that. Don't pull that bar behind your head. Oh, your
yes.
back's going to go out by doing those knee swings.
Right.
I think a personal trainer at least once to get you started will help make you more aware of your areas that are going to be susceptible to injury. And as we age, that low back, hip, and knees, those are our vulnerable points. Not to mention nowadays, because of our phone, we've got that tech head, that forward 8 to 10 pound head forward, that now the neck and shoulders tend to be a really vulnerable spot for many people. And injury is the worst thing, because when you're in pain, you don't want to move, and most likely it's the thing you need to do to get better.
And I have to say that having a trainer also taught me how far I can take it. Because sometimes people are afraid to lift a heavy weight. And not to say that you're going to just go and lift it and start going crazy on it, but that it's much more effective sometimes to lift a heavy weight fewer times than to lift a little 5-pound weight 100 times. So, you know, training you how to use your time correctly and know what you can do.
I had a question. I'm just curious, because when I hear personal trainer, I immediately feel like I think this is going to be very expensive. Now, is there a way to have a personal trainer where, like, it can accommodate a budget? You know what I'm saying?
I think the best thing to do is try and get a trial, even like a 15 or 20 minute. And especially this time of year, as we move into January and the whole new year thing, that there is that trial that you can get somebody to take an eye at you. And then, of course, you've got partner training, smaller group classes, but really one-on-one at least once is something you should look at.
I was just thinking another thing is if you invest that money, you're going to be saving money and health problems down the road.
Right. No, so other, it's another investment appreciates like you were in your
Absolutely.
Health.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Andrea Metcalf, give everyone your contact information again.
Hey, check it out at andreametcalf.com, hang5fitness.com. I'll see you guys at either place, and hope you can come work out with us over the holidays.
I would love to do that. Andrea, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Happy holidays to you.